Hello and welcome. This is Reverend Sandra L. Gelinas with you once again here in the beautiful foothills of the Smoky Mountains, a very special area of western North Carolina, located in the southeast of the United States. I'm delighted you're joining me to listen to this short story inspired once again by the Akashic Records. Thanks. This month's story is titled Akashic Healing Song from the Angel of Hope. I hope you enjoy listening as much as I enjoyed writing it with the support of the records. So let's begin. Akashic Healing Song from the Angel of Hope. Hiking up and around the hills surrounding my home with my Akashic Records open to feel their unwavering support, I suddenly become aware of the many thought forms percolating in my head. They started off innocently enough, reflections about the dreaded summer heat and humidity arriving any day now, and how I'll manage these morning walks when the vampire mosquito squadrons surround me in a feeding frenzy the moment I step outside, or how to get good rest during nights broken by inflamed itching that colors me like a spotted pink Dalmatian till blessed autumn finally arrives. Thinking about inflamed, will I ever be a friend again to my daughter-in-law? And if not, how will that emotional pain continue to affect me? Will my son eventually drift away? How can I be the grandmother that I long to be? My heart aches with an old familiar pain. Then the face of my good friend, the first friend I made when we moved here, appears in my inner vision. How is dear Betsy doing now she's been put in care? Will she have long to live? How will she manage without her pets for comfort? Her husband passed years ago. What will it be like for me when my husband passes? Without family close by, how will my final years be? Alone and lonely? Bringing more awareness to the state of my mind, I realize that my thoughts are loud, invasive, and getting more and more scary. This is not the voice of my records. These are my own thought forms, pummeling me with fears of isolation and unhappiness, and I don't like it. For another moment, I observe what's playing out in my mental field, feeling hotter and stickier as I walk around another steep curve, climbing higher up the hill. My anxiety levels also rise. Stress hormones probably kicking in big time, I think. Here I am living my last years in my mind in full living color with a tear-jerk soundtrack. And for goodness sakes, none of it has actually happened. Coming to my favorite tree, I walk to it with a heavy sigh, carefully leaning my back against its wide trunk. Like so many times before, I ask this old friend to share its peace with me, to align my chakras, to help me ground and open to the gentle flow of nature's healing energy. As I catch my breath and relax, I'm able to reconnect with my Akashic Records, the records of my soul in all its lifetimes. I ask, what can you guide me through right now to release these old and painful mental patterns of fear and loss and help me stop creating new ones? Around me, it feels like the trees, hills, and even the distant trickling creek pause for just a moment as the energy of my records coalesces. Then, to my utter astonishment, a radiant being of light, dressed in a vivid yellow gown of fluttering silk, glides down the familiar trail. A fragrant lotus flower blooms between her outstretched palms as her serene yet focused gaze looks deep within me, seeing all. Softly, the beautiful being speaks. I am the angel of hope. Your records have asked me to come to you with a message of unconditional love and acceptance. I invite you to know, in all the levels of your being, in your body, feelings, thoughts, and even your spiritual connections, that I bring you the gift of divine love. It is yours. Are you willing to accept this gift? Stuttering with awe, I answer, I'm not quite sure how to do that. Hope replies, I am here to help you see the light beyond the darkness you are in. All of you on earth are loved, cherished, and supported by the universe of light. Recognize your divine worth. You do this by choosing loving thoughts. From one moment to the next, you have the free will to choose your thoughts. Still leaning against my tree friend and feeling the strong grounding energy of nature rising through it, I rest my head against the rough bark and absorb Hope's words. I yearn to believe. Every part of me longs to create only loving thoughts. And yet, I hesitate, lacking the confidence or faith to commit. Hope comes a little closer and says, I come to help you recognize that hope isn't about wishing for something good to happen or for help to save you. Instead, hope is about trusting that the support you require is already present within you. With tears welling in my eyes, I exclaim, but I'm afraid. I can't do this on my own. My old habits and patterns circle, and then I get anxious and worried. I understand your fear that you are not perfect, replies Hope. I am here in this sacred place with you, as are my legions of love angels. Listen as we sing to you, and let the sweet harmonies of our love heal anything that stands between you and self-love and acceptance. Bravely, I step forward and stand on my own 2 feet, opening myself to the pure vibration of angelic love. Tears of release flow freely down my cheeks as I breathe deeply, listening to the angelic choir. More clearly than ever before, I see, know, and feel Hope's message that I deserve loving relationships, loving experiences, and loving acceptance from the world around me, and that I can indeed choose loving thoughts. As my heart opens even wider, I look up to anchor this transcendent experience into my reality. Joyfully, I lift my voice in song along with the angels, feeling myself move beyond my previous limitations. I understand these love angels cherish me and are grateful that I'm giving myself the same support. Slowly, their song fades away, and hope presents me with the lotus blossom. Where will you place this sacred flower, dear one? Recognizing the power of my heart to guide the thought forms created in my mind, I gratefully accept the bloom and place it in my heart. Its sweet fragrance immediately floods my whole body with a rush of energy. Hope nods her head in acknowledgement, smiles, and slowly dissolves along with all her angels. Floating through the trees, her last words come to me. Remember, love is your power. Self-acceptance is the key. With a light step, love in my heart and my thoughts firmly in the present moment, as I appreciate the strength and agility of my body, I continue my walk, climbing the trail through the woods, higher and higher. The end. Well, the records acknowledge taking a hike in the woods with your records may not lead to meeting the Angel of Hope. They are offering an invitation to explore your own story, symbols, and archetypes, and see who comes to meet you as you journey with your records. If you'd like Akashic assistance with Sandra as your facilitator, you can click at the bottom of the article to set up a private session or any other link to learn to access your own records. And if you'd like to post a comment, just scroll down. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this Akashic inspiration. Till next time, radiance and love, Sandra.